everyone in the ashram. Let us invite humanity to join us in this meditation today, this new moon. We'll do the new moon meditation this morning and all day today. We will be aware of this upcoming new moon, the first new moon of summer, the first new moon after our solstice. So we invite everyone in the valley, the children especially, to join us. The first new moon seeds gather in our bodies after the solstice. And we look all the way to the ocean and see the rising sun reflected in the waters. We call in our group members, our families, friends, and loved ones to join us. We stand with all those who came before us. Prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand today with the Christ and the hierarchy under the light of Shambhala with the Lord of the world. We say our soul invocation. We build the Antakarana and stand within the spiritual triad. As we say these words of the soul, we identify with them. We are the soul. We also offer these words to humanity and invite them to join us. We use our creative imagination in all that we do. This is our service. Using our creative imagination creates a thought form of solution for humanity. It calls humanity. And so we say together, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. Let us stand here together, everyone, in the light of the soul. We visualize that we stand in the center of a six-pointed star. We surround our country and people and our government and our true president. We surround our earth, all the kingdoms, all the nations and leaders with the six-pointed star. And then we lift up the personality of all the beings and all the creatures, all the humanity, all of humanity in all the nations to the light of the soul. And then we stand with them. And as we stand here together, we look up and see another triangle. It's the will to good and the will to love. It's a fiery triangle. We stand within this fiery triangle. It's a cold fire. And once again, with our creative imaginations, we surround our country and people, our government, our true president, with this cold, fiery triangle. We surround our entire earth, our emerald green magical earth. We surround all the nations, all the leaders, with this fiery triangle of the will to good and the will to love. When the fires touch the hearts and minds of humanity, especially the leaders, something embedded within humanity, which is the will to good and the will to love, comes alive. And then humanity is then able to stand with goodwill and create right relations and bring forth the peace and the beauty and the harmony that humanity seeks and needs. So we call all the leaders of the world to stand within this fiery triangle on this new moon day, so that they can bring that which is new to their people. They can bring peace and harmony and beauty, which humanity seeks. And for us, we place the six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. And as we do, humanity senses a new light, a new opportunity, a new way. And the spirit comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul, little will to the greater will. And as always, we believe in the results of the work that we do. We stand under the light of Cancer. This light of Cancer is the light within form. It is the diffused light of substance. It is the dark light of matter. It awaits the stimulation from the soul. We stand under rays 3 and 7, and let us then go into a meditation about the labor, Cancer's labor. Hercules is sent to labor in a field where he must decide which voice of all the many voices will arouse the obedience of his heart. So important for humanity. Hercules is sent to labor in a field where he must decide which voice of the many voices will arouse the obedience of the heart. At the fourth gate, Hercules stands in silence. He looks across to a far horizon where the temple of the Lord, the shrine of the sun god, can be seen. And on a nearby hill, he sees a slender fawn. The silence is broken by the voice of Artemis, the goddess of the moon. She claims the doe as her own. And then her voice is soon countered by that of Diana, the huntress of the heavens. She too claims the doe for herself. Later, above their quarreling comes a commanding voice telling Hercules that the doe belongs to neither, but the doe belongs to God alone. And this commanding voice directs him to rescue the doe and bring it to rest at the holy temple. And so Hercules pursues the elusive doe from place to place, and each maid deludes him and tries to foil his efforts. Finally, he's wounded and he's exhausted, and so is the fawn. Finally, wounded and exhausted, the fawn, he picks it up and draws it to his heart. Finally, Hercules finds the fawn. It's wounded and exhausted, and Hercules picks up the fawn and places it at his heart. And he wants to keep the fawn for himself until he is reminded that he is a son of God who shares the same sacred home. Hercules bears the doe to the shrine. There is Artemis still protesting, but she is not allowed entry. And there is Diana, but she is allowed a glimpse of the fawn. But she sees it and thinks that it is dead. Not understanding why Hercules, having slain the doe, is allowed to enter, she is told that it is because he bore the animal in his arms close to his heart, and that both doe and man find rest in the same holy place. Hercules returns again to the gate, and looking out, he gazes on the exact same scene, the shrine of the sun god on the far horizon. And there he sees the slender fawn once again on a nearby hill. He wonders whether he has passed the test, and he is told by the teacher, again and again and yet again, must all the sons of men who are the sons of God seek the golden fawn and bear it to the holy place again and again and yet again. The sign of Cancer is known as the gateway to incarnation. It represents the mass or instinctual consciousness of humanity. The story's reference to returning again and yet again and yet again alludes to the process of reincarnation. When instinct and intellect have done their work, they can be superseded by group consciousness or intuition. The sign of Cancer is ruled both by the moon, giving mass identification with form, and then, on the soul level and spiritually, by Neptune, offering great sensitivity initially to the emotions and later to ideas. Neptune refines us. There is a simplicity of the myth, and it clearly depicts that the doe that Hercules sought is sacred not only to Artemis. Artemis symbolizes form life, and to Diana, daughter of the sun. But the fawn is also sacred to Apollo, the sun god. Here the different aspects of consciousness are seen: instinct, intellect, and intuition. And these are clearly portrayed instinct, form life, intellect, the soul, intuition, spirit. We have animal instinct as divine in its place as any other aspect. Form is divine. We also have the intellectual consciousness of self, where we respond to the world of thought and ideas, symbolized by Diana, the huntress and seeker before the Lord. However, it is not the doe itself, the instinctual life that Hercules seeks, but rather the doe's more elusive form, the spiritual consciousness claimed by the sun god. Though right understanding, through right understanding, instinct, and intellectual capacity, one must be carried into the temple of the Lord, and then all must be transmuted into intuition, and eventually the ultimate consummation, the initiation in Capricorn. And so the keynotes for Cancer, let isolation be the rule, yet the crowd exists. And then the soul level, I build a lighted house, and therein dwell. And now as we stand here together with this story, let us see ourselves holding the doe in our hearts, close to our hearts. And the new moon meditation. During the new moon times, we support and uphold the endeavors of the new group of world servers everywhere. And we stand together during these new and full moon times under the law of service. The law of service connects us with the incoming seventh ray. Each law has a symbol and an esoteric name. And so the law of service oversees the Aquarian age. We have ray six, also high idealism, connected with the law of service. And when we anchor that service into the world, ray seven comes forth. We have world work that we must do out of caring for our families, our loved ones. We enter into a larger group, that of the esoteric realm. We strengthen the hands of the new group of world servers everywhere. The new group of world servers is composed of men and women who work for the equality and opportunity and justice and inclusivity and right relationships of humanity everywhere. The new group of world servers functions in every field of human endeavor in all parts of the world. For the most part, the new group of world servers are unrecognized. However, they stand together to meet not only human needs, but the welfare of all living beings. Because we understand our planetary interrelation, we understand the power of goodwill to bring about constructive change in the world. The new and full moon times are timing mechanisms. The focus is always on the sun and the rays that the sun is distributing. We consciously align with the rhythmic pattern of energy, of this flow of energy from the rays to the sign to the planets. We create a meditative process, and this is carried forward at all levels of our consciousness. We stand with great creative potential, and we anchor the seeds of the coming new civilization, the new culture and civilization, at these new and full moon times. We see ourselves gathering in the ashram, which is wherever we are. We also visualize ourselves in the ashram garden. We stand under the light of Cancer, the gate into matter. Let us see ourselves standing at the temple with the deer close to our hearts. We are Hercules, all of us. Each month, we stand with a new labor. The soul's keynote under the light of Cancer. We stand under the light of Cancer, rays 3 and 7. and we build a lighted house within ourselves, and we bring that light to all the areas of life around us. Let us strengthen the hands of the new group of world servers and say our group fusion meditation. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. Let us see ourselves standing with our triangles around the earth, and we stand with the new group of world servers hand in hand, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as we visualize this, we recognize our place as a group within the heart center of the new group of world servers. And together we extend a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy, the planetary heart center. This is the ashram of Sanat Kumara. And we extend that light to the very heart of the Christ, who is the heart of love, standing at the center of the hierarchy. And then towards Shambhala, to the Lord of the world, to the place where the will of God is known. We stand together and ponder upon our role as the new group of world servers. We see ourselves standing and meditating between the hierarchy and humanity. We respond to any hierarchical impressions. We are the outposts of the hierarchy. And so we stand together and align humanity, hierarchy, and Shambhala, a triangle. When we do this with our creative imagination, we thus help to bring the plan of God into existence and help restore the mysteries and help to close the door where evil dwells. We reflect upon the seed thought of cancer. These seed thoughts are impressions and expressions we offer humanity. They are great ideas, and they're ideas that humanity must be brought to an understanding of the fundamental ideals which govern the new age. Humanity must be brought to the understanding of fundamental ideals which govern the new age. Offering these impressions and expressions, these ideas and ideals to humanity is the major task of the new group of world servers. And we say these words together. I build a lighted house and therein dwell. This is a soul speaking. Any illusion of separativeness falls away. We stand with unity. We become a channel for the light of the world. We see the light of cancer flowing through us. And when this light is expressed through us, it becomes unlimited nourishment to all forms and creatures of life. So let us stand together, everyone. Let us see rays 3 and 7 pouring through cancer, flowing through the heart of the sun, and then flowing through the moon and Neptune and Neptune and Neptune, flowing down through Shambhala, through the hierarchy, through the Christ. And that is where we stand. Let us see this light flowing forth into us. And then we become the light of the world. We shine forth like a lighthouse. And we too build a lighted house and dwell therein. And we offer this light to humanity. Let us be still for a moment as we visualize this. We understand that our visualization techniques, our visualization is our creative agent. As we endeavor to build the new world, we use our creative visualization as our tool, as our agent. This is our creative work. Using our creative imagination uses our mind to envision all that is needed in the world. And so we begin our precipitation, our visualization, the precipitation of light. We visualize the precipitation of the will to good, of essential love, streaming now through the planet. We see it streaming from Shambhala, through the hierarchy, through the new group of world servers where we stand, through the Christ. We see it streaming into the hearts and minds of all the men and women of goodwill, the new group of world servers, and finally everywhere in the world. And then we see it streaming into the hearts and minds of the whole human family. And as we do this work together, we understand that we are working out in the world the one life and the love of the soul for humanity. And as we do this together, we build a thought form of solution to all world problems. We visualize the hearts and minds of humanity now coming alive as we say the great invocation. We stand in Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, Darjeeling. We stand next to this great lighthouse. We see the light circling, touching all the hearts and minds of humanity, touching all nations. And above this light is a sacred fire. And we say this great invocation together, and then we distribute this meditation to all of humanity. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth, and so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. And we stand with all the children of the world, and we offer this prayer of unification to them so they may know what their tasks are in the world. We work with them, and we are their teachers. And we say together, the sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and of love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate. Outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And again, reminding, the word men and man is a Sanskrit word for the thinkers, and we are to develop our thinking in this Aryan age. So let us see ourselves holding that deer, that doe, close to our hearts. And let us then invite everyone in the valley to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. We lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. We offer this meditation, all these prayers, and our lamps, and the light of Cancer. And we say together, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Each day as we do our work together, each day as we work in the ashram together, in the upper room and in the garden and wherever we are, each day we build a new culture and civilization under the new laws and principles, under the law of love and the Ten Commandments, another triangle. And each day we lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. We're now going to say our three ohms, everyone. Let us be still for a moment so that this meditation and the teachings and the labors can settle within us. After a moment of silence, we'll say our three ohms together and join everyone in the cosmos, in the heavens, all the kingdoms, all of humanity, in our ohms together. Now, everyone, gathering this meditation around ourselves, let us say our three ohms together. We invite everyone in the cosmos, everyone in the heavens, the hierarchy, the Christ, the Lord of the world, everyone in Shambhala, and everyone on earth to say these ohms together. Then we unite heaven and earth. I'm looking, dear soul. Hello, arise, greet me in the heavens. Let's be friends. I am here. You come now. We smile at each other. I am so glad we finally meet. Dear soul, sorry I'm late, but we are together now. Peace, peace. You are a good friend, and I am grateful to have a friend like you, dear soul. I am transformed. Thank you. So let us begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world now, everyone. On this day, this new moon day, the new moon happens tonight, so we are building towards that new moon time. So let us keep in mind during the day that we gather the deer close to our hearts, the deer, the doe, the fawn close to our hearts. In previous year, we had a deer actually come to into our garden, but we don't have it this time this year. The deer seem to have taken another. They're walking in a different on a different path, but I still have the pictures of when the deer came during the full moon time of Cancer several years ago. So let us precipitate down into our three-dimensional world, everyone. Let us see what our tasks are today on this new moon day of Cancer. Let us provide comfort and nourishment to all the creatures of life today by intention, by dedication, offering comfort, nourishment to all the creatures of life today by intention and dedication. And then we complete our tasks today with ease and harmony, with beauty and grace. At the end of the day, we review the day, and we see that the day was good. Tonight, at the time of the new moon, it's good for us to stop and gather together in the ashram and say our great invocation together. So the new moon happens at 7:52 p.m. West Coast time, 9:52 p.m. Central time. We'll visualize ourselves gathering in the garden or in the upper room, gathering the light of Cancer and radiating it out to humanity, and saying our great invocation.